Hi there. The word for you today is on how to avoid burnout. In Exodus 3 verse 2, reading from the Amplified Bible, we find the words, "The bush burned, yet was not consumed." Do you remember the story of the burning bush? It burned, but it didn't burn out. Some folks who once burned for God sadly have burned out, loyal workers in the church for years. Then suddenly they vanish. Herbert J. Freudenberger, a psychologist, describes burnout, and I quote, as fatigue brought about by devotion to a cause that failed to produce the expected reward. So how can you avoid burnout? Well, I'm going to give you 7 thoughts. Here they are. Number 1, seek God's input. In James 1 verse 5, we read, "If any of you lacks wisdom, he should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault." God is an expert. Consult him. Number 2, realign your priorities. Too many irons in the fire mean none of them gets adequate attention. So learn to say no. Your family will appreciate it, even if others don't. And number 3, practice the art of thanksgiving. Freudenberger says, and I quote, "Get into the habit of noticing and nurturing the unspectacular good things that happen to you." That's great advice, isn't it? Number 4, learn the art of physical relaxation. Take 10 or 20 minutes at the end of your day to sit in a comfortable chair and enjoy a good stretch. Coax your body and mind to relax. Imagine yourself basking on a beach. Getting the idea? Number 5, exercise. It's one of the best antibiotics for burnout. But pick what works for you, not what stresses you, or you won't maintain it. Number 6, develop your own relief devices. Take a walk, read a good book, try a little creative loafing. As James Thurber quipped, "It's better to have loafed and lost than never to have loafed at all." At number 7, find someone to share with. Shutting yourself off increases the problem rather than solving it. So find somebody you trust to talk with. Okay?